אנגלית, שאלון וו, מודיול F, גרסה א', קיץ תפשין סמכתת, 2009. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the interview below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Paris becomes a city of bikes. One day last summer, Parisians woke up to discover thousands of rental bikes at hundreds of sites throughout the city. This was the first step in a project that will eventually provide residents with 21,000 bikes at 1,400 stations, which means about one station every 250 meters around the entire city. City officials hope the ambitious program will help cut traffic, reduce pollution, and ease parking problems. Our reporter spoke with David Remy of Cyclo City, the company that runs the program. Why was Cyclo City chosen to run a citywide project like this? Well, we've been operating a similar program in the city of Lyon for 3 years now, and it has had a real impact there. In fact, vehicle traffic is already down 4%, which means fewer traffic jams as well as 3,000 fewer tons of pollutants in the air. Wasn't something like this tried in the past? You must mean Amsterdam's famous white bicycle plan in the 1960s, when the city repaired old bicycles, painted them white, and left them on the streets for anyone to use. Unfortunately, most of the bikes were stolen or fell apart and couldn't be used. That got our engineers experimenting, and they developed a much sturdier bike, and were using a sophisticated electronic rental system to discourage theft. The same system sends data to a central computer that can monitor each bike's condition and location. That way, we're able not only to service them quickly, but also to move them around so they're available where they're most needed at different times of the day. Do you believe people will really give up their cars? Well, given the savings, they should. The bikes are free for the first 30 minutes, with rates rising every half hour. We've seen in Lyon that nearly half of the 20,000 daily bike rentals are free of charge. And even if people borrow a bike for, say, 2 hours, they only pay $5.20. which is less than you'd pay just for parking in town that long. So how do you see the future of bike rentals? Well, our data show that bikes are really the best way to get around a city, so I can see this kind of business growing fast. In fact, there's a lot of interest from cities all over Europe, and even in Asia and Australia. I'm convinced that within a few years, new bike rental companies will offer their services in all the major cities of the world. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the text. In questions 4 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What information is given in lines 1 to 6 regarding the Paris bike rental program? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. The history of the program. 2. A description of the program. 3. Expectations of the program. 4. Residents' concerns about the program. 5. What the writer thinks of it. 6. How long it will last. 2. What can we understand from lines 12 to 19 about Amsterdam's white bicycle program? Complete the sentence. We can understand why the program... 3. What is being done differently in Cyclo City's program in Paris than in the Amsterdam program? Give one answer, lines 12 to 19. 4. Mr. Remy mentions the Lyon bike rental program in two of his answers. In both cases, he 1. Presents the history of bike rentals. 2. Explains why Cyclo City started in Lyon. 3. Shows that Cyclo City learns from its mistakes. 4 demonstrates the benefits of bike rentals. 5. What point does Mr. Remy make in his third answer, lines 21 to 24? Complete the sentence. Using rental bikes, 6. Complete the sentence. In lines 26 to 29, Mr. Remy explains why, 7. What information is provided about Cyclo City in the interview? 1. Why its projects have changed. 2. Where its future project will be. 3. What problems it is facing. 4. What experience it has. Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 8. The student council at your school would like to invite someone, a scientist, author, songwriter, actor, etc., to give a lecture at the school. You are a member of the student council. Write a formal letter inviting the person to come. Explain why you chose to invite him or her, what you would like the lecture to be about, and or why you think the students will enjoy the lecture. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.